This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. First past the post nomination process for House of Representatives election concludes peacefully nationwide. Prime Minister Sushila Karki expresses gratitude to parties and candidates. Home Minister Arial reiterates government's commitment to ensuring election security conducive environment created for voting, says officiating Chief Election Commissioner. Supreme Court refuses to issue interim order in response to writ petition filed against Election Commission's decision on Nepali Congress leadership. And one person dies and 37 others injured after train hits retaining wall in Spain amid heavy storms. Now the news in detail. The nomination registration process for the candidates contesting the House of Representatives election under the first-past-the-post FPTP system concluded peacefully across the country yesterday. According to the Election Commission, EC, 3,484 candidates filed nominations for 165 constituencies. Among those contesting are 395 women, 3,088 men, and one from the other category. A total of 2,397 candidates are from political parties, while 1,087 are independents. Altogether, 65 political parties have filtered candidates under the FPTP system. The CPN-UML Nepali Congress and Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, have candidates in all constituencies, while the Nepali Communist Party, NCP, has fielded candidates in 164 seats supporting a Janamorcha candidate in Baglung 1. The election race has drawn national attention with several senior leaders and former prime ministers entering the fray. CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli and RSP leader Balindra Shah are contesting from Chapa 5. Likewise, Nepali Congress President Gagan Thapa is contesting from Sarlahi 4, while former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has filed from Rukum East. RSP President Ravi Lamichhane is contesting from Chitwan 2. Other prominent candidates include Madhav Kumar Nepal from Rautahat 1, Baburam Bhattrai from Gorkha 2, Rajendra Lingdan from Jhapa 3, and Upendra Yadav from Saptari. Meanwhile, former Prime Ministers Sher Bahadur Deoba and Chalanath Kanal are not contesting this election. Four ministers from the interim government, Kulman Ghising, Mahabir Pun, Jagdish Kharel, and Bablu Gupta, resigned from their posts to contest the polls. In a notable development, six candidates from sexual and gender minorities representing the Samabesi Samajwadi Party have registered their candidacies, marking an important step toward inclusive political participation. As per the election schedule, complaints against candidates can be filed today. Scrutiny of nominations will follow with the final list of candidates and election symbols to be published after withdrawals on Friday. In the meantime, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has thanked political parties, the Election Commission and voters, stating that the large number of candidates reflects trust in democracy. She reaffirmed the government's commitment to holding a free, fair and peaceful election on March 5 and urged citizens to participate actively. The government has reiterated that it is committed to maintaining peace and security for the upcoming elections. In a discussion at Home Ministry with journalists covering the security beat, Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial said that integrated security plans have been already implemented by conducting security workshops at provincial level. He stated that a strong security arrangement would be made to hold the election in a fear-free environment. Likewise, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has said the smooth completion of nominations yesterday has created a conducive environment to institutionalize voters' sovereign right to vote. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, he expressed confidence that the representatives to be elected in the March 5 election would work toward good governance in the country. The officiating Chief Election Commissioner informed that candidates would be allowed to visit voters at the grassroots level after the final list of candidates is published and election symbols are allocated on January 23. However, mass rallies and large publicity programs will be permitted only after February 16, in line with the Election Code of Conduct. Bhandari also assured that the elections would be held in a peaceful and secure manner, with security agencies being mobilized in a coordinated approach. He further stated that elections in vacant provincial assembly and local level posts created due to resignations of elected representatives would be conducted within 6 months after consultations with the government. On the occasion, Bhandari urged all candidates and political parties to strictly adhere to the Election Code of Conduct to ensure a free, fair and credible election. The Supreme Court has refused to issue an interim order in a writ petition challenging the Election Commission's decision to grant official recognition to the leadership of Gagan Thapa of the Nepali Congress following a special general convention. A single bench of Justice Sunil Kumar Pokhrel, hearing the petition filed by the faction led by Sherbahadur Deoba, declined to stay the Election Commission's decision. The court stated that the petition involves serious and complex legal and constitutional questions that require careful examination. In a view of this, the Supreme Court has given priority to a final hearing, directing that the case be concluded within 15 days after the respondents submit their written replies or after the deadline for submission expires. President Ramchandra Podal has assigned Prime Minister Sushila Karki the responsibility of overseeing three additional ministries following the resignation of their respective ministries. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Mahabir Pun, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel and Minister for Youth and Sports Bablu Gupta resigned from their post. In view of the post ministers falling vacant at the three ministries, the head of state has designated the Prime Minister to handle the portfolios of those ministries. The Janak Education Materials Centre Limited has so far printed 12.3 million ballot papers for the March 5th elections. The state-owned company has been entrusted with the responsibility of printing ballot papers for the upcoming House of Representatives election. According to the details provided by the center, 1.313 million ballot papers have been printed in the last 24 hours alone. A total of 28.3 million ballot papers for the proportional representation PR system of the election has been printed. The center has so far printed 50% of the ballot papers and has provided a total of 1.098 million ballot papers to the Election Commission. The Ministry of Forest and Environment has released the Living Sagarmatha Nepal Mountain Resilience Strategy yesterday. The ministry had prepared the strategy in collaboration with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, UNFAO. Secretary at the Ministry Govinda Prasad Sharma said it has been expected that this strategy would help uplift the living standard of communities living in mountainous regions and ensure long-term protection of natural resources. The strategy has a goal of enhancing economic productivity along with environment conservation by prioritizing the sustainable development of Himalayan and mountain region. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least one person has been killed and 37 others injured after a commuter train derailed and crashed near Barcelona in northeastern Spain. The BBC has quoted the local officials as saying the incident occurred when a train hit a retaining wall which collapsed about 35 kilometers west of Barcelona. Emergency services said the train driver was killed in the crash and five people were seriously injured. Catalonia's regional fire inspector confirmed that all other passengers were safely removed from the train. The accident occurred amid heavy storms battering northeastern Spain with several coastal areas under high weather alert. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the weather will be partly cloudy in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces today, while it will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. With the partial influence of westerly winds, fog is likely in some areas of the Tarai Belt later today. The division has forecast dense fog in the Terai during the morning and evening hours. The weather service has warned that thick fog and haze may reduce visibility, which could affect air flights, and has urged concerned authorities and the public to remain alert. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. First past the post nomination process for House of Representatives election concludes peacefully nationwide. Prime Minister Sushila Karki expresses gratitude to parties and candidates. Home Minister Arial reiterates government's commitment to ensuring election security. Conducive environment created for voting, says officiating Chief Election Commissioner. Supreme Court refuses to issue interim order in response to writ petition filed against Election Commission's decision on Nepali Congress leadership. And one person dies and 37 others injured after train hits retaining wall in Spain amid heavy storms. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.